Hello?
Hello, yes, Ms. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Hello, yes. I was able to get in contact with that provider, but he stated that it was a miscommunication. He said that someone had called and set up the toll for you, but they never called back and said if you was okay with the price.
Okay.
So therefore, he never received the PO, and he was unable to have any information as far as getting to the location. So when I called him back to try and set up that toll, he stated that he wasn't going to be able to do it anymore because he had about three more cars in front of you. So at that point, he stated that he had too many tolls to take on another one. Okay. So I was able to get back in contact with H&H Towing and Recovery. The only thing is he said he's charging $100 out of pocket, and he has 60 minutes on his ETA.
Okay. Is there any other one that I could get him cheaper, like the first one?
The first one was right in the area. The one, the agent.
I know I had one yesterday. And you tried to call him to see what he said. I don't know who he was.
Let's see who he was. Let me look at the ticket. Maria Rodriguez. Let's see. Let me see if I can pull up the ticket from yesterday because the providers, it depends on if they're open on Sundays also.
Okay.
All right. So let's see. And this was yesterday on the 12th?
Last night. Yes, last night.
Okay. All right. So it looks like Chavez. Jose Chavez. I'm out of pocket.
That one?
Okay, the one that you had last night. Let's see. That looks like the one that will not be able to. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's not working today. I see. I called him. That was my first provider. That was the first one. I can't give you the contact number, and you can probably try and reach out to him yourself and see if he'll set it up for you. But he said he wasn't working to, well, he said he wasn't taking any tolls today, so that's why I went to the next provider.
Okay, give me a second. Hold on, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And that one, and then there's two other ones that you might have for today?
Yes, ma'am. Those are the first three in the area. We are allowed to get those quotes as far as in the area. If I go any further out of the area, it's going to be higher.
Okay.
And those was the only three that's in the area, in your area where you're located at. And
yeah, can you give me the one that from last night, from yesterday?
I said I can give you his contact number. I already contacted him, and he stated that he wasn't doing any tolls today. So
uh-huh.
I can send that contact number to your phone number right now. And you can possibly try and reach out to him yourself. Just let him know that you received the toll on last night and you was trying to get the same service. But as of right now, the only one we have is that $100 one as far as in our contracted system. So
yeah.
You can reach your okay. You can reach out to him yourself.
Yeah, I will. Let me do that, ma'am. Thank you.
Did you receive that text message?
Let me see. Hold on.
Okay, because I sent his number to your phone.
No, I don't know which one, because I got a couple of them from the other one.
Okay. Well, I have his contact number if you want it.
Yes, let me have it. So I can write it down.
All right, it's going to be 533-1899.
Okay, and this is
956 area code.
Yes, but what's his towing company's name?
It's Chavez Record Service, and his name is Jose Chavez.
Okay, let me get, oh, give me a second real quick. Diana, call Grandpa. Let me ask my husband to see what he says about the $100. Maybe we could do
okay.
all that.
Yes, ma'am.
Come, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. Let me call Travis to see what he says.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you.
And if you still need the service, call back, okay?
I will. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.